Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Building a Better World for All is a nonfiction work of economic analysis, policy argument, and moral reflection by Mark Carney, the former governor of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England. Written from the perspective of a central banker and global financial policy insider, the book asks what value really means and how modern economies came to let market price dominate social judgment. Carney argues that the world has drifted from a market economy into a market society, where too many institutions treat price as the measure of worth. He connects that shift to major crises such as the financial crash, the pandemic, and climate change, presenting them as symptoms of a deeper crisis in values. The book aims to show how economics can be redirected toward human well-being through stronger institutions, broader accountability, and a more explicit ethical framework. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how market societies replace human judgment with price signals. Carney's central claim is that modern capitalism has expanded beyond allocating goods efficiently and now shapes how societies judge worth. In his account, a market economy becomes a market society when price is treated as the default measure of value, even in areas where dignity, trust, care, and stability matter more than monetary return. This is not just a philosophical complaint. It explains why social cohesion weakens when public life is filtered through commercial logic, why inequality becomes easier to justify, and why important goods such as health, security, and the environment are undercounted. The book uses this framework to argue that many policy failures begin with a narrow definition of value. Rather than assuming markets naturally capture what matters, Carney insists that societies must decide in advance which values should govern markets. That reversal is the foundation of the book's entire argument. Secondly, the three crises of credit, COVID-19, and climate change as one values crisis. Carney organizes much of the book around three major shocks: the global financial crisis, the COVID-19 pandemic, and climate change. He treats them not as unrelated disruptions, but as linked failures of judgment, incentives, and institutions. The credit crisis exposed the danger of excessive leverage and a financial system that rewarded short-term gains over stability. The pandemic revealed the fragility of supply chains, public health capacity, and social protection systems that had been shaped by efficiency rather than resilience. Climate change shows the same pattern on an even larger scale, because the costs of carbon pollution are pushed into the future and onto people who did not choose them. By reading these crises together, Carney argues that the common problem is a mismatch between what markets reward and what societies actually need. This framing gives the book its coherence. The answer is not a separate fix for each crisis, but a broader reorientation of incentives toward long-term human and ecological value. Thirdly, seven values as a framework for rebuilding economic decision-making, instead of leaving the book at critique. Carney proposes a practical value framework built around dynamism, resilience, sustainability, fairness, responsibility, solidarity, and humility. These are not presented as slogans, but as standards for evaluating institutions, companies, and policy choices. Dynamism matters because economies must adapt and innovate. Resilience matters because systems must survive shocks without collapsing. Sustainability and responsibility require decisions to account for long-term consequences, especially where environmental damage is concerned. Fairness and solidarity address distribution, opportunity, and the social bonds that markets alone do not create. Humility is the discipline of recognizing that no model, institution, or elite group can fully predict outcomes. The value of this framework is that it broadens economic evaluation beyond growth or profitability. It invites leaders to ask whether a policy is efficient, but also whether it is durable, legitimate, and compatible with social trust. In that sense, the book offers a norm-based alternative to purely technocratic decision-making. Fourthly, purposeful capitalism and the demand for stakeholder accountability, a major part of the book is devoted to redefining the corporation. Carney argues that companies should not be judged only by share price because profit is a necessary condition for survival, but not the sole purpose of business. He supports a model often described as purposeful or stakeholder capitalism, where firms are expected to balance the interests of employees, customers, communities, and the environment alongside investor returns. This is closely tied to his experience in finance and policy, where he saw how institutions can shape outcomes far beyond immediate earnings. The practical logic is that businesses already rely on social capital, legal order, and public trust, so they have obligations back to the societies that sustain them. Carney also links this to transition investing and impact investing, suggesting that capital can be directed toward decarbonization and social goals without abandoning financial discipline. The argument is not anti-market. It is a claim that markets work better when they are nested inside stronger norms and clearer responsibilities. Lastly, an ambitious synthesis of economics, ethics, and public policy with clear limits. The book stands out because it tries to do several things at once: explain economic history, diagnose institutional failure, and propose a moral vocabulary for reform. Carney draws on a wide intellectual range, moving from classical economic thought to contemporary finance and climate policy. That breadth gives the book unusual scope, especially for readers who want to understand how central banking, corporate governance, and global risk fit together. At the same time, the book has notable limitations. Its scale and dense argument can make it difficult to navigate, and some readers will find its faith in elite reform and socially responsible capitalism too optimistic. Carney is strongest when diagnosing structural problems and less convincing when describing how political conflict, vested interests, and legal constraints will be overcome. Even so, the book is distinctive because it is not merely a critique of capitalism or a generic call for ethics. It is an attempt by a leading financial policymaker to rebuild economic thinking around explicit values rather than pretending that markets are value neutral. In conclusion, Building a Better World for All should be read by policy professionals, investors, business leaders, economists, and general readers interested in how financial systems shape social outcomes. It will also appeal to readers who want a serious attempt to connect ethics with macroeconomics rather than a simplified self-help style argument. Its main benefit is that it provides a framework for thinking about markets, institutions, and public policy as moral choices, not just technical ones. Readers who care about climate policy, corporate governance, inequality, and financial stability will find a coherent lens for seeing these problems as connected rather than separate. What makes the book stand out in its category is the author's position. Carney writes as an insider with direct experience in central banking and global finance. So the book combines institutional credibility with normative ambition. It is less a manual than a diagnosis and reform agenda, and that is its strength. Even readers who disagree with its optimism about stakeholder capitalism can still use it as a serious guide to the limits of market logic and the need for a more explicit theory of value in economic life. If you would like to support Mark Carney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.